Sif Dalet. Let's look at Tachas and Nair. The Kabbal Nitzotzes. Even though we said we can't put the kli under the Nair to catch the oil, but to catch the sparks is a mutter. Even as the sparks fly off, they're not considered significant. That's little pieces of fire. And they go out right away, etc. Therefore, it's not considered that you're making the kli a basis to hold these items, and therefore there's no bit of kli mechonai. Aval, well, you tend to say mayim. If you can't put water in there, with the goal of the water being to extinguish the nitzotzes as they go in. Afilu mibayim. Even if you put it there before Shabbos, the water before Shabbos. Why? Because you're, by putting water there, you're hastening the kibbe process. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with the question of the Chara, that the Chara, it's not even a groma. You put the water there before Shabbos and it's just happening memela. So what exactly are we afraid of? So it has to be a dinder, it's a gzera d'rabbanan, or to a case that you might do something more on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer will talk about that. If you want to put some water in the oil lamp, so that raises up the level of the water, of the oil, because the oil sits on top of the water. So it makes the oil get closer to where you, to the wick. It also helps if there are any nitzotzes which fall off into the lamp, they'll fall into the water will help put them out.
Well, how is that? I mean, sorry, the water is under the oil?
Well, that's what happens. The water is in the lamp, so it helps put the water. If any nitzotzes will fall in, they usually fall down. They fall down to the nature of them as they go in and they start going to the bottom of the lamp. The water will put them out.
Whereas without the water, they would keep going because of the oil. I don't understand.
They might catch fire from the oil. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's mutter because your intent wasn't for the kibbe. Your intent was to raise the oil. That scenario, even if you would have intent for that purpose, it's mutter because there's literally there are layers till it happens. So that's considered a groma, and gram kibbuy is mutter b'makom seder. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. That's a clear fill of Shabbos.
There are layers of two.
The case over here, there was oil, and then there was water underneath the oil. So there are layers.
The oil
on top, yeah. Notice in the kli, I feel it on Shabbos. You can put the kli there on Shabbos. The kabbal nitzotzes shel heves, and the tabas min haner. The sparks of the shel heves which come off of the ner. Initially, you look like masha tata in order to prevent it from burning into anything underneath. Because the nitzotzes are in behem ma'amish, it's not called bitukli mechonai. Ben nitzotzes. Shemiyat hin kam, and they go out right away. Mutat tatlos a kli, af achar shenafel the sechai, ben kam bitukli mechonai, af l'sham mu'etis. So as soon as they go in, there's no problem moving the kli. Mi yuhay efer shal nitzotzes also latatlon l'ha bin oilet. But the ashes which the nitzotzes produce are actually muksa, but you have no intent to mabatha your kli, to make it a basis to the ashes. So the kli will not become osur betilta because the ash is in it. So that's not, there's no bit of kli mechonai.
So we're saying there is something physical there, not just in that, like sparks, I mean, there's going to be, when the sparks go out, there'll be the ash left, but we're saying it's not really.
But you're not being mechavan to be mevatel that. You're not putting the kli there to hold the ashes, so the kli will not become a bosses and also betiltel because of the ash. You want it there to hold the nitzotzes, so that theoretically would have made it a bosses, but the nature of those things that go out so quickly, it's not considered that there was a moment of bittel. So now, however, to put water in there is a problem even though you put it there before Shabbos. We had many malachas that you set the process in motion before Shabbos, and then it continues doing its own thing on Shabbos. There's no problem. And we don't make a gzeira that if we allow you to do it before Shabbos, you might come to do it on Shabbos. Well, you two losses can be Shabbos. So, but there, people are understand those things are aser. So, Chazal, when they allow you to do it on Shabbos, it's because they understood that people recognize they can't do this on Shabbos. But, however, people might think that there's no iser involved in what they're doing, and then I do it on Shabbos. Now, what exactly are we afraid of? We're afraid they'll pick up the kli with the water to prevent the nitzotzes from traveling far and possibly landing somewhere else. They'll pick the kli up with the water. So if the kli is going up to greet the nitzotzes, that's already called putting out the nitzotzes. And that chashash was a strong enough of a chashash. They say you can't even put the kli there before Shabbos, because he still might pick up the kli to catch the nitzotzes. Even though he put the kli there before Shabbos, because putting it there before Shabbos won't address, or putting it there on Shabbos doesn't address the next concern, which is to pick it up and to agree to the nitzotzes. That's what we're afraid of.
And why aren't we afraid more simply that to put it there before, lest you put it there on Shabbos, which we said you can't do?
But that's the point. Even putting there on Shabbos is not really a problem. That's what he's saying. If you put it there on Shabbos, right, what are you doing? Then later on, the nitzotzes fall in, and then the nitzotzes go out. So this is...
Oh, and you're still with ground people. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So even I can tell you that on Shabbos itself, we asher mi rabbonon, right? But like, you're not going to asher Arab Shabbos after Shabbos because of that. As a matter of fact, on Shabbos, the only reason why it's us is because we're afraid you're going to do this. Mishnah Makariv, because you're hastening the kibbutz process. Because of the Rabbi Shem Yosef Heter, Shiyesh Shakana Delay Kachas V'Sholom. If you're worried about this becoming a real significant fire, so Mutzolita and Kli Molei Ma'im LeKabel Nitzotzes. So to prevent that, you can't put a Kli with Ma'im. We see there's a nair which is bending. Sometimes the wax is the wax of the candle is softening, and the nair is bending because of it. And the next thing which is going to happen is it might just fall out and fall onto the table. So once if it falls on the table, you can't put it out. What you can do is you can put a kli with water there. Cardel Yerab. So the Prima Gadam disagrees and does not want to allow that. So he says, but do it, putting it there through a cotton would be mutter.
I mean, the idea is probably because they know that once the thing falls on the table, then people are going to people
really are not supposed
to touch it because
it's not a situation where they would be allowed to put it out. Then, which around Temple is probably hard to imagine, but I remember the other mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. What?
Well, there's two layers of the issue. The issue, the layer number one, is, you know, if it actually catches the whole house, it catches the fire, what are you allowed to do? And you know, he's talking over here, what can we do to prevent it from getting to that case, which that we would see as a valid a gram kibbutz. We'll see later on when we get to Shin Lamed Daled, the idea of making a barrier with kalim full of water, which they will burst and put out the fire. So even that really, so making a barrier with kalim is mutter. So when the fire gets there, it'll go out. making a barrier with kelim with water in them, which they're the type of kelim which will burst from the intensity of the heat, and then the water will come out and put out the fire, is osur, even though it's only a grama, unless it's makam pseida. So then it's grama kiyum makam pseida, because over there it's not just passively putting it out; the water is going to throw itself onto the fire and put it out. So even that. So anything where at the end of the day there's an active element in the process is not mutter, less of this, is not mutter.
It sounds like he's being the Sibahetar is being would rather matir at the Gram Kibui, which is only because of the Gzeira, than get into a situation.
Probably.
But the Mechaber uses a lesson of it doesn't sound like Gram Kibbe. He says because Makarev is a man Kibbe and Tzotzos.
Right, because that's where goes are also. When you lift it up, that's what you're going to have.
Uh-huh. It's just not Mefuresh.
That's possibly what you mean. That's how Tosis explains the Gemara. But to put some oil underneath some water underneath the oil is mutter. If your goal isn't to facilitate the kibbuy between be a shaman, you're not going to do that on Shabbos. So the Magaram says it's not because the enemy's kava makes a mutter. The point is the gzeir is irrelevant in that scenario because his kavanah is for something which he knows he can't do on Shabbos. He's not allowed to move the shaman, which is designated for the nair, higher on Shabbos. The shaman that feel is kava lekibbuy is mutter. Because it's not direct. So even if you would lift up the kli, let's play out this scenario totally. Even if you lift up the kli, the nitzotzes will go into the oil, which doesn't put it out right away, and then eventually go into the water. But it's not considered an active act of kibbuy, which means the water's putting it out. It's only a grama still. So you're not going to ask her to that case. So we have a taper. You have like the holder which you put the candle in. You have water on the bottom, so as the wick burns down and the wax is consumed, so the fire goes lower and lower and lower until eventually it ends up in the water. So there, your intent is because you want to put the fire out, and there's no gap. The point is, when the fire gets there, it goes straight into the water. The case over here was that the toasters will fall into the oil, and then from the oil they go into the water. But over here, the flame goes directly into the water, and you put it there for the purpose of kibbuy, so that's not mutter. Okay, welcome. Welcome, sir. In a case where necessary, we can come up with a heter. And here's the heter. It's almost counterintuitive, but if the mimer is in a different kli, it's a problem. The mimer is in the kli where the nair is, it's mutter. What's their argument? On another kli, we're afraid the person won't move around on Shabbos, etc. But the kli where the nair is, you're not going to move. So the whole chashash is that you might lift it up to catch the nitzotzes. You're not going to do that with this kli. Shema yasekhen b'shabbos. Avo isin er atzim l'shach l'migzer she yasekhen b'shabbos. The kol yadim she'osu liga b'ner hadolik. So the kli itself, where the ner is lit, is better in halacha than a different kli in regards to this issue. Because you're not, the whole thing is you might move it on Shabbos. You're not going to move that kli on Shabbos. So... fine. But it is important to put the water there before you put you light in there. The Moshadisha here, the Rin the Chazanish says that actually it doesn't really make a difference. You're lighting an Erev Shabbos. His point being, if it's in place already, it's not called you're doing anything. If you add in the water after you lit them there, and even though it's an Erev Shabbos, it means that now you're doing an act to arrange a kibbutz, so that's problematic. So he says, no, I mean, the mice, it's a Erev Shabbos, you weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Okay. You can put the candle into sand. But over there, it's not the water. It's not like water which puts out the fire. It's just the sand doesn't allow the fire to get its oxygen. It's, and then, and therefore, the fire goes out on its own. So that's not considered putting out the fire. Whereas by pouring water on it, it's considered putting out the fire. Now, not, if you ask me on a physics level, whether that's 100% logical, it's not so pushing. Right, both of them are really some way of smothering, preventing the oxygen to get to the. Right, but way Halacha perceives it, this is an act of putting the fire, water's putting it out. This is just preventing the oxygen to there, and it goes out by itself.
Pouring sand on it would be the same as pouring water on it.
Correct.
So here you're just kind of not letting, you're not putting anything combustible near it, there's nothing for it to spread to. You're not putting it out via dime. You're not smothering it, you're just depriving it of the fuel source.
The principle is not really fitting.
Okay, I hear. Good point. Take a look over here, the Bir Halacha, Biure Halacha, a little bit. Just see a few points over here. Let's start with the bottom of first. Gram kibui. Vav the b'simin shin lamadal kaimelon the gram kibui yoshori daf shori. We pass on gram kibui as mutter. So the answer is dafka b'makom seder. I'll say that again. Gram kibui is mutter dafka b'makom seder. And you're saying over here it's mutter because it's gram kibui, but it wasn't necessarily b'makom seder. We weren't necessarily discussing a case where there was a real damage taking place. It's still its mutter. Since Grab Kiba Mikra did his mutter, that's why Malcolm said it's mutter. So to put it there before Shabbos, which you're going to be going, so also you might do it on Shabbos, even if you do it on Shabbos, only Gram, that's not a problem. So setting up a Gram Kibbe, which has not been Malcolm Seder from before Shabbos, is permitted. Okay. Going back to the Dima Maskel, Abba Lo Yitain, so he says, you can't put water there. He says, and Allah says, I feel over a Nosin, you have to remove the water. You can't leave it there. You put the water there.
Where?
In the case where you put the water into the kli to catch the nitzotzes. So you have to remove the water. Okay. Okay, I think that's fine. Simon raised some of what. Did me sheikh shal habadarach. So, Chazal came along and said that the person is bala mamonai, that he's concerned to the point of not thinking rationally when it comes to his money. He's irrational. And if we don't find a way to, in some ways, to prevent him from losing all of his money, we're afraid that his reaction is going to be that he'll end up doing Yisurim D'Oraisa. Some cases we use that sword the other way around. It's the case of the fire. We don't allow certain things which really are not really kibbutz yet, because we say once a person gets involved in putting out the fire, again, there's only, in the case it's not life threatening, the only issue is just saving. You have your house not near any other houses, which were. So there's no danger. All the people are out of the house. The issue is not, there's no danger, just the house is going to burn down. Right? So if we allow the person to start doing certain scenarios of kibbutz which really are mutter, since he's ball of money, he's not going to think rationally, he's going to end up doing everything. So we say, don't start. So in that case, ball of money made iser. But in this case over here, where the person's traveling and it becomes Shabbos, and we don't find a way for him to address his his significant possessions, I'm afraid he's just going to be over Yisurim Deraisa. So what should you do? Misha Boba, Hoya Boba Derek. The person was traveling, Kiddush Lo Bayom, and the Shabbos started. He has money with him. And he has an animal and he has a non-Jew traveling with him. So lo yonir kisa ala chamor, do not put the money on the back of the chamor, because he has a chiyuv not to do malacha with the chamor. So what should you do? Al yonir kisa ala chamor, because Allah allowed you to, in this scenario, Amir la'akum, the Ramat Amir la'akum, the person shouldn't carry it himself. But so you can give it to the any Yehudi, that the goy will continue to carry it. And after Shabbos, you'll get it back from him. Even if he doesn't pay him, so if he doesn't become like a kablan, it's mutter. Then we said before, even you would go something to carry, you have to give it to him before Shabbos. So when he carries out on Shabbos, it does not look like he's interfacing with a Jew at all. But over here, we're going to be matzer it. Matzer, fine. Abu matzer mitzia and yochal lilin yehudi elayim came ba liyadoy mi baydon the hashda habikikisa. If you find a mitzia on Shabbos, say, "Wow, I'm losing so much money." You're not losing; you're just not gaining. If you found the Messiah before Shabbos and he was cutting it, now it's part of his property. So it's like kisa, this is part of his kisa. But if he finds it on Shabbos, he can't say, "Hey, any Yehudi over there, pick up that Messiah and hold it for me till after Shabbos." So besides the fact that who said the goy will actually hold it for the Jew, but say, but leaving that aside, right? So why? Because there's a pesedah over here. There's not a pesedah, there's just a, there's a menias areva. He's not making, he's losing an opportunity to get some financial gain because he doesn't have it yet. Let's start. Just start.
When does Bohol Mono make a certain?
In the case of a fire on Shabbos, so you can't put it. He has a chamor. Actually, the word then, because the sakhar is a chamor, many hudi. Whether it's true, whether it's his chamor, which is the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it's chamoro. So that's why he's mitzvah on Shisa's behemtoi. His animal shouldn't do work. Or he rented it from the Yehudi. So the car now doesn't belong to the Jew. So there's no problem with Shisa's behemtoi. So as long as you don't get involved in Mechamer, so you should be good. It says, no, the Sharmim, the Schiris Kanya Lechumrim. The Schiris it functions like a purchase. At least the Chumrim functions like a purpose. Because she calls the simulation involved, and therefore it's called the Jew owns it. The Jew owns the chamor. He can't have his animal doing the work. Like we discussed before. Al misacher es ha'ein Yehudi, shenachan al-makam al-ploni, if he hired the donkey driver, so then the pshat is, not pshat, you rented the donkey. You hired the goy, the driver, the donkey driver, to take something with his donkey. So it's his chamor, not yours. Kain lo sachar is a chamor, then Yehudi chai b'mezonis b'chai is a chamor. The goy is the one who takes care of feeding it and the responsibility for the animal. Well, sachar dafka chamor is a man. You didn't rent this animal from him. You said, get it. You carry it. I don't care how you carry it. Okay, so in Cain, Pshita, the Enya, Yisamat Sibyl, Mashisosi, Wakain Tob Yosha Shinyach, Akol al Chamor. So in that scenario, it's better to put on the Chamor, give it to the Goy, that's called, you're telling the Goy to do work for you on Shabbos by giving it to him. You give it, and he's carrying it for you on Shabbos. If you're giving it, putting on the Chamor, so he's not Sibyl, he's not his animal. So as long as he's not the one involved in leading the animal, so he's not mechamer, so he has nothing, he has no problem. That's much better to do that. Achizor shal yigar mechamer, tahanu shal yigar, bebehema shetelach mekarloi. So what would mechamer be? Mechamer be he's making the animal do the work. How would he do that? If he calls to the animal, the animal moves because of his call. So he's making the animal work with the item on its back. So that's because he's making the animal do a malacha. That's mechamer. But Macham replies, it was not your animal. So it belongs to the guy. So what? But you can't work with an a animal on Shabbos. You cannot. And that's Macham. So that you would have to avoid. Shouldn't have made a problem with Macham. Both of them are doing malachos.
I mean,
malachos
in the sense of
malachos.
Even
so. But Mechamer, the difference is, she's a heptam, it's his animal, your animal that you own cannot be doing lamed his malachos, whether you're involved in the process or not. Mechamer is when you are involved in using the animal for that purpose.
And we assume this is
Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. We're talking about, no, the case would be Tzatz Rishus HaRabim. We'll talk about when there's not a Rishus HaRabim.